Doug, Ben Fredrickson's going to join us here to talk it all over is what we're going to do. We're going to talk it all over. He's brought to you by 314 Sports, 314 Training Academy, featuring a 15,000-square-foot indoor facility in Brentwood with the state-of-the-art HitTrax baseball simulator. Go online at 314sports.com. Good morning, Ben Fred.
What did Katy Perry do?
Doug's not happy with her.
She's whining and crying.
She's live streaming her life and then complaining that she's under the microscope. And she just found out she didn't know how to hug because she thought it was too intimate. And our listeners, I see by the text line, want to know, Ben Fred, if you know how to really give someone a hug, a proper hug.
Oh yeah, I'm a big hugger. It's actually how I greet the cat in the clubhouse every time I'm there for a Cardinals.
Actually,
game.
A little handsy too.
Really?
Damn, if I have to.
Oh
be
wow!
Honest,
look at you making a hand play reference.
Hold on.
Wow.
Oh,
I did not
wow.
know that.
Yeah.
New lead story.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
So are we talking hugs or are we talking Cardinals? Tim, you're the Doug Flutie.
I am the Doug Flutie. Okay. I got a little mullet.
Yeah.
Ben, the Philadelphia Phillies came here playing better than nearly
none
two
of the
teams in baseball.
Hot. It was hot action.
And hot action. You throw a Jeremy Hellickson out there, and here's a guy whose fastball will move 1 out of 10 times. And they were able to make some contact and swept the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, here's where I am on the Cardinals. I don't think they have it. I wish they did. I don't think they do. But the fact that they're only 2.5 games out, understandably, I mean, you know, if you're the organization, you're going, well, you can't pull the plug on it. But they're in a weird spot because they're in this division that sucks. And while the National League East really sucks, there is a team that is running away with it. In the Central, the division sucks. But everybody's kind of sucking together that even the last place team's got a shot at first place. So I can't let a sweep of the Phillies con me into thinking that the Cardinals suddenly have it together, just like I couldn't believe that the 6-game winning streak over the Marlins and Braves in the middle of May meant they had it all together. They still have a terrible record against winning teams, one of the worst records in the game against winning teams. How do you analyze the situation, sir?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you look at 3 wins against the Phillies and say everything's fixed now. You know, the 7-game losing streak never happened. The terrible month that led up to it never happened. But I do think that this team showed a little bit of a reset after the coaching changes and Peralta was DFA'd on Friday. There was a bit of a tangible difference in this team. I mean, they were not playing those past 7 games. I know they like to say they were in it every game, but they were not playing the kind of baseball that would allow them to beat the Phillies 3 games in a row. They just looked flat. They weren't responding once they got down, and they just didn't have the right kind of way about them. That seemed to be better this weekend in large part, some because the Phillies are one of the worst teams in baseball. How do they move it forward is going to be the big key. If they go out there and get their teeth kicked in by the Brewers, then well, that didn't mean much. But for a team that just lost 7 in a row, more than any other time in Matheny's tenure, I think it did feel like a bit of a, you know, they caught their breath here this weekend, and that was tangible. I mean, that's real. As far as does this team have it right now, you look at them and say no, absolutely not. But at the same time, you look at it and say, what team from this division does? I mean, I thought the Cubs were going to take off after they swept the Cardinals, and they haven't done that. You know, the Rockies have beaten them up some, and I think that they're just still searching a little bit. So with this team, I felt like we did this last year too, Tim. It's like you're constantly wrestling with what does the past tradition of the Cardinals say? Well, they're never out of it until they're mathematically eliminated, right? But what is this season so far, and what does this last season tell us? That they're not a postseason team. So I think you're still kind of trying to wrestle with, all right, they are what they look like, they're what the record says they are, but at the same time, we've been told, we've learned from these teams in the past that unless they're out of it, they have a chance to get back in it. I think the big thing is how the front office evaluates it. Because they go out and get somebody that can help this offense, then they might be that kind of team. But if they don't see it being valuable enough, they don't see their chances being good enough, and they don't do that, then I don't think we're talking about a postseason.
I kind of agree with you. Does this team have it right now? No. I think the starting pitching is a thing that will keep them close to where they want to be. But offensively, Fowler's playing better. That's true. And Carpenter's coming around. That's true. But offensively, that's what you worry about. I do think they're missing a piece. And if they went out, and I don't know who that would be or where they would put them, but you get another bat, I do think that that would make a difference. And, you know, maybe this team can do something.
Yeah, I agree. I think Fowler had a good weekend. Carpenter had a good weekend. Surprisingly, Matt Carpenter just hits better in the leadoff spot. Shocker to everyone I know. But it's also nice to see Dexter Fowler producing from that two hole. And it seems like, listening to Matheny yesterday, that he's cool with just letting that ride. I don't think he's feels like he wants to necessarily get them back to, you know, Carpenter being the two hole hitter, the three hole hitter, and having Dex lead off. I think he's right now he's willing to deal so with whatever works and adjust accordingly. And Piscotty can be that three hole guy, you know, for the time being. And Jerko has been fine and clean up, but to me, you still need a true middle of the order bat in addition at some point. And until you get that, then you're going to look at games where the offense can dry up. Yesterday was unique in the sense that they didn't get a great start from a starter and still won. Adam battled yesterday. It was hot. He was sweating. He couldn't find his curveball. He got through a ton of pitches, 50 pitches through the first two innings, and still ended up giving them five, only allowed two runs. And the Cardinals found a way to piece together a bullpen and also keep scoring runs after Fowler broke through there. So that was a unique win in that they kind of lifted up a starter who had struggled compared to relying on a starter to take him the whole way and then maybe losing it in the end.
I think the great irony is that when Matt Carpenter was put into the leadoff spot before the game, he said, look, I know what the narrative is going to be if I go out there and have a good game. He's the leadoff guy. And then the narrative became, you know, the truth in the matter. He's back in the leadoff spot. He's performing. And Mike Matheny's putting him back in the leadoff spot, which I think he should.
Well, credit to you, Kat, because I think you were one of the first people who said, look, you know, the first people that I heard at least said, look, put him up there and shake it up a little bit. And I was one of the people who said, look, I don't think Matt Carpenter's power is just going to thin air as soon as they move him down in the order. I still think Matt Carpenter's a good hitter, but what does the proof show us? It shows us, for whatever reason, he's just more comfortable there. He hits better there. And maybe at some point, you know, this season they try sliding him down, but I wouldn't at this point, especially if Dexter's going to hit for power in the two hole. You know, I just wouldn't. If you need a guy, those are your best two hitters right now. And you need them to be in spots where they can both produce. So if for whatever reason Carpenter's just better at leadoff and Fowler's not going to get in the funk because he's not hitting leadoff, then roll with it.
And batting first, Carpenter now seems to come up with more men on base with Pham and Wong both hitting better than Fowler. Carpenter gets more at bats with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? So listening to Mo on Friday, it sounds like they're making a point to get Grichuk back up here quickly and kind of give him another sink or swim run at this, which I think a lot of people went, well, I thought he had that, you know, to start this season. And I mean, I think we're all for Grichuk getting a chance, but you got to wonder too how that affects Tommy Pham, because he's played pretty well. He's produced, and he's not hitting for as much power as he'd like, but his defense has been good for the most part. He's thrown some guys out in left field, and now he's going to kind of, it sounds like, shift back to that fourth outfield role when Grichuk comes back.
And the advanced metrics say Pham has been as important as anybody to the Cardinals' offense. I love Grichuk, and I know Doug, you know, wants to get back in the hot tub with him. But you can't mess with Pham right now. He's been a very important contributor.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are always wary that he's going to fall off a cliff performance-wise, and his history suggests that he might. But this year has seemed a little bit different. It just has. I don't know. I mean, I think he's seeing better, which is a huge key for him. I know people get tired of hearing about it, but it's true and it matters. And I just wonder, can you force Grichuk in there if Pham continues to not skip a beat? How long can he sustain it? You know, and he has to know, too. He's playing for his – to me, this is the most important season of Pham's career. I mean, if he's not going to be the guy here, then he's going to have to go be it somewhere else. And this is the season to prove that he's worthy of another team coming in and wanting him. So that's a fascinating storyline. And then you mentioned the bottom of the order, Colton. I mean, Colton's hitting like he's as good, if not better, than he was before he was injured. And that's not a small thing to go on the DL with an elbow injury and then come back and be that guy. He made he was outstanding yesterday at the plate and defensively. He made a double play that should have led SportsCenter if Matt Carpenter could have found the bag. I mean, he timed up a ground ball moving to his right with stepping on the bag almost to the point that it looked like he did it too soon. It was just a complete field play, and then fired a relatively good throw to first base, but Carpenter had been in on a bunt and didn't get back to the bag in time. But I think Colton has been an understated and under-celebrated presence on this team since he got back.
Getting back to Grichuk for a second, I'm sure they're just pulling out their hair trying to figure out what to do with him. You look at his physical talent, and he might have as much as anybody on the team. He hits for power. He's good defensively. He can run. He can do everything. And he just doesn't hit like they think he should. And they, you know, he had the 24 home runs last year. I'm sure if they get rid of him, they're afraid that he's going to finally click it into gear and become this big, productive corner outfielder. And if they play him, he just keeps striking out. It's got to be a tough call for everybody in the organization what to do with him.
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, it was a week or two ago, C-Monster would know, but we had Jim Bowden on of ESPN, and he said flat out, and I had not heard the situation addressed this passionately by anybody, but he said the reason I eventually failed as a GM was because I, you know, kept banking on players like Randall Grichuk. And what he meant was, you're right, you look at him and you see all the tools and you think, man, this guy could be really, really good. And he's got the speed, he's got the athleticism, he's got that pure power, that special swing that when it's right, it can do damage in ways a lot of guys can't. But when you keep betting on it and banking on it to come through and it's not, then you can kind of run yourself into the ground a little bit. I think that's where the Cardinals are. They still think Grichuk can be a superstar, but they haven't seen it consistently enough. And it sounds like they're ready to give him one more chance to prove what he can be. After that, then I think you maybe look at, you know, maybe look at addressing a hole in your corner outfield with a, you know, a consistent proven hitter. Because I agree. Maybe the guy doesn't go somewhere else and be an absolute stud, but the Cardinals just can't keep waiting and hoping on him forever. They gave him a chance at the beginning of the season. They played him pretty much every day, which is not what they did last year until the end. So he can't sit there and wonder why he didn't play enough. They gave him that opportunity. It sounds like they're willing to do it again, but if he doesn't produce this next time around, you wonder if they're going to have to find a way to move on.
Yeah, and they went about it differently. They sent him to single A so he could work with George Greer and get more at-bats with the extended spring. Because, as John Mozeliak put it, he felt like they didn't want to do the exact same thing where he goes to AAA, right, starts hitting it. He felt like there were deeper-lying issues that he had to correct, and maybe he's done that by working with George Greer. You know, if last year is an indication of what Grichuk can be, and he's just scratching the surface, that's a very good player. But I agree, he hasn't done it consistently enough where you bring him back in and displace Tommy Pham right now.
Right. He did it last year. Remember, he went and worked on that. He kind of had that story. I think you had reported on where he put the slider machine or something,
yeah,
and basically just, you know, figured out a problem, and it seemed like it worked for the rest of the season. And I guess the big thing is, how do you get to the point where you can make those adjustments on the fly as opposed to getting completely derailed and then having to go down and kind of build all the way back up again? Because, you know, there are a lot of guys. Not a lot of guys. There are way more guys who can hit for power at times and then fall off a cliff, and there are guys who can consistently produce. I mean, that's the key of a major leaguer, is that more times, you know, you're gonna get a hit, you're gonna get on base, you're going to hit a home run more times than guys who are gonna be able to do it in a stretch. And that's kind of the Pham thing. I mean, we're seeing Pham right now in a hot streak, and everybody's wondering, well, the Cardinals are wondering, well, can he keep this up, because his past performance tells us that he can't. You know, Grichuk's in that same boat where they know he can be good, but can he be good over the course of a season? Can he make those adjustments on the fly as opposed to getting off track so far we have to send him somewhere to get rebuilt up?
And with all the issues and problems that they've had so far, if they have a really good series here against the Brewers, they could be in first place. That's pretty hard to believe.
I mean, yeah, it's bizarre, right?
Yeah.
It's strange, and I don't think anybody – I mean, it seems – I think the Brewers are good, probably better than we thought headed into the season – but I still don't think that anybody gets the sense they're gonna finish first in the division. And maybe that's me being too much of a slave to the past. But I just have a hard time believing they're gonna be there at the end. So I think there's a lot it's not a long season anymore. I mean, we're a third of the way through it, but there's still a lot of baseball left, and there's still two teams there that history tells us they're gonna get clicking. I still think the Cardinals need to make a move before they can really consider themselves a contender in this division. But the standings say that they're right there in it. So if they have success against the Brewers, we're probably not talking as much about this 7-game losing streak. And we're wondering what this team's going to do to try to put the hammer down on the division. We'll see if they can pull it off. Now I think this division's big. this series is big in the sense that if they go out there and get clubbed, then you're going to go, okay, what we saw against the Phillies was them beating up on another really bad team. It's the same thing we saw that they did in Atlanta and in Miami the last time that they had a sweep. So this is a big series because they need to play better, like Tim said, against teams that actually win games.
Ben Fredrickson of the Post-Dispatch, STLtoday.com is where you can read him. He joins us here in the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Thank you, Ben.
See you, Ben.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.